Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, thanks guys for tuning in to the show, and welcome those of you who are listening via cell phone. Thank you guys for tuning in. Those who listening can't get my words right this morning. Those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in. And those who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. Those who are listening via Twitter or Facebook, thank you guys for tuning in and welcome. 516-531-9483 is our number to the show. That's where you can call in and just listen live to the show. Or you can call in, you can press the number 1 on your keypad, and that will alert me that you'd like to be on the air to give your comments or your opinions about today's episode. All right? 516-531-9483. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Now, it's whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And please, don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Okay? So, again, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome. Now, before I get started, I got a bit of bad news on last night about one of my high school classmates was killed in a highway accident. He was actually riding with his wife, and motorcycle. They like the Harleys and stuff like that, and they had pulled over on the side of the road somewhere in Florida. You know how these guys pull over on the side of the road on these motorcycles, and they stop and they smoke and do whatever. And but while they were pulled over on the shoulder on the side of the road, a young man, 23 years old, came through in a pickup truck and came off the road and smashed into their motorcycles. He was killed. His wife is in serious condition. And their other friend also went to the hospital with injuries. So a huge condolences to his family and any of his friends who are all listening in to the show this morning. We all are in shock right now. So I guess hopefully I'll be able to attend the service, and whenever that may be, I'm sure we'll find out soon. And but that was pretty breathtaking last night. And I know one of my friends who called me was very upset about it and could hardly talk. But he also rides motorcycles, and they rode together a few days ago. And then now to hear this tragic news about that. I tell you, just before I get into the show, if you guys do ride motorcycles or anything like that, or you know someone who rides motorcycles, I'm sure they know that you have to be looking your back, your front, side to side at all times. And this could have happened to anyone. I'm not saying they were doing the wrong thing or anything like that, but you have to be careful. And but when it's your turn to go, it's your turn to go, right? And it's sad. It's very sad. But we have to deal with it, right? That's part of life, is death. So to just pick this up and move on, try to move on. The healing starts after the funeral, okay? The healing starts after the funeral. So once you get through that, then you know, things should start to settle down. So anyway, my condolences go out to his family and all my classmates for hearing that news last night and this morning. We're all in shock. So with that said, I'm going to move on, and let's get this show done. All right, let's get started, guys. Again, the number is 516-531-9483. That's 516-531-9483. I see I have a full house of people in my queue, so thank you guys for tuning in. And anybody who's online that would like to get in on the show, I don't know if there's any more spots. I think everything is full right now, so that's a great thing. So let's get started. Today's show is entitled Being a Side Chick, okay? Being a side chick, do they know their role, all right? And first of all, I want to kind of define a side chick, okay? A side chick is a chick that a man has who is already in a committed relationship, whether it's a marriage, whether it's a engaged to be married, or whether it's just a serious relationship that's headed towards engagement and marriage. We just met or whatever, then you got another chick on that you're dealing with or whatever. I don't consider them as side chicks, okay? That's just some couple of girls that these single guys have in their stables, right? Y'all heard me say it before. Single women have 3 or 4 men in their stables at all times. Single men have 4 to 5 women in their stables at all times. I don't know how they juggle it, but they do, right? They juggle it, right? So that's my thing, is that's a side chick. A side chick is a mistress of a married man. A side chick is a chick that a guy who's in a serious relationship just met. And maybe they've already done some things together, been intimate together, yada, 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 okay? And what I wanted to really talk about is I wanted to discuss the role as a side chick. I don't think that a lot of women know where their place is on the list if they're dealing with a man who's in a committed relationship. They don't know their place on the list. And what I'm saying to some of you men out there, not all men, but some of you men out there who have side chicks, is that you have to be honest with them, upfront with them, and let them know where they stand, where you are, and where they stand. Because if you don't, then things may get really, really ugly. And I know you don't want that, right? You don't want that. And another thing, I heard Steve Harvey say this a long time ago. He had a friend who told him that he was married, but he was dealing with this other chick, a side chick on the side, and she called him at all times of the day when she knew, right, that he was with his family or with his wife or what have you. And one day she called early in the morning. They sitting there having breakfast, and she called, and he had his phone there, of course, and he saw who it was. He grabbed his phone and tossed it out the window. He tossed it out the window because he didn't want who? His wife to know that she was calling, right? That's the only reason to throw your phone out the window, right? So that was his deal. So what I'm saying to the guys who have side chicks is that you better let them know where they stand, okay? You better let them know where they stand. And, you know, if you're saying things that I know she's messing with other guys and stuff like that, that may be true. But some of these side chicks don't want to play the game, okay? They know they're side chicks, but, you know, they get hung up, okay? They get hung up in the relationship that, you know, that you're having. They get hung up in the relationship, and they start to think differently, okay? And so where the side chick and ladies out there, if you're, you know, some of you are side chicks, and some of you know that you're side chicks, and some of you know where your place is or where you are, you know, as far as, you know, who he's going to turn and go to. Y'all with me? If he's married and if he had the choice of you or her, he's going to go with her. Believe it or not, he's going to go with her. And then, you know, then you start to feel like you've been used. You haven't been used if, and that's a big word, you haven't been used if he tells you in the beginning, from the start, from the jump, that, hey, I'm married, but we can do this, yada, yada. But at the end of the day, I don't want to change my situation at home, okay? I'll walk away from you if I have to. And you can do the same thing. Ladies, you have to put that ultimatum out there with him the same way. Okay, I'm going to be your side chick, dude. You're going to have to pay my rent every month. Whatever you want from him as a side chick, you have that leverage, right? And he has to be that one to take it or not take it. He either want to deal with that or not deal with it, okay? Now, I have a caller. Now, it's 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. Now, I have a caller up on the show that wants to be on the show to give their comments or opinions on this topic. Now, I'm going to say before we get started, before we get into this, because I know this is a pretty touchy subject. Before we get into this, if you call me saying foul things, foul language, or whatever, I'm going to cut you off and cut you out of the show. Okay? I'm just being honest with you. I'm being upfront with you. So please don't get into that. All right? Now, this call is from the 404 area code. Yeah, local. Your first three digits are 9-2-2. Calling you live on the Frank Williams Show. Who's this and where are you calling from and what's your comments?
Hi, this is Kim from Offdale.
All right. Hi, Kim.
I just want to say I think it's kind of unrealistic that a guy would actually come out and tell a woman, look, you my side piece. You never going to be number one. I mean, that's really unrealistic. A lot of times they might be thinking they're dating. A lot of women don't really realize they're the side piece. More realistic, the guy saying, oh, yeah, I got a woman, and we getting a divorce, and, you know, and that crap just happens to roll on for years. But that don't even sound right, that a guy would actually just flat out go ahead and say, yeah, you know, you ain't going to never be number one, blah, blah, blah. I think that most women would just move on. That's my opinion.
Well, thank you for your opinion, Kim. And I didn't say that. I said that they should let these women know that they are married. And if we're going to do this, you have to understand that's my situation. And I'm not going to change my situation. That's what I said. I said that you got to realize that you're not going to be number one. Okay? But I appreciate your comment. And thanks for listening to the show. Okay? Thanks, Kim. So, I again, like I said, I know there's going to be women who call into the show. And I know you guys are thinking some things, and I know you're going to say some things, but that's not what I said. I said that you should be upfront with them, let them know you're married, and let them know that, hey, if we get into this, you have to understand that I'm not leaving my wife. I'm not, you know, that's not my deal here. And I'm not, you know, you're not telling her just straight out your mouth that you're a side chick. You're just letting her know what your situation is, because she may be in that same situation. She may be married, but you know, if she should be upfront about that as well. If that's what's going to happen, if they're going to move on with this type of relationship, that should happen. So and you know, you get into these relationships or these type of relationships, and they always go south. Okay, they always go south because guys and girls, as you know, that women are emotional creatures. And they get tired. They get caught up in the emotions of the relationship. Okay, guys are not that emotional type of people. And you know, some guys get caught up into that. Some guys will leave their wives, leave their families, and all this to go to another woman. You know, I'm not sure saying it's all women and all men or whatever. I'm just saying that, you know, men out there that are doing this and have this type of relationship with other women, you have to be honest right off the bat with her. And all you can say in the end is that I told you that I was not going to leave my situation. I didn't want to change my situation. And now we've got into all this, and it's, you know, and I'm not pulling all the fault off the guy. I'm not putting all the fault on the girl, because they share that responsibility. If things happen, it works both ways. Okay, if things happen and wife find out about her, then things blow out of proportion and get all messed up, then hey, that's your fault. It's not her fault that things got blown out of proportion and got all mixed up with your wife or your girlfriend or your significant other or whomever it is. But that's what happens when you get into a side chick relationship. You have to be conscious of that. You have to be conscious of that because you don't know who you're getting into a relationship with because you don't know her. You know your wife because y'all may have been married 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, whatever. You know your wife or you know your girlfriend because y'all been in a relationship 3, 5, 12 years, whatever. You know her, but you're just meeting this other young lady. You don't know what her capabilities are. You don't know where her mindset is. You don't know where she is in life. So you're taking that chance of grabbing a hold of a relationship that's going to be toxic to you, your family, and everything that you're trying to build. So, you know, and the only way that you can find out about her is to, you know, continue to see her, continue to talk with her, continue to see where her mind is. That's why I can't stand it when people say that you know I met this girl in the club last night, and I took her home and we got together and we had sex last night, the first night you met. Man, that's scary to me because you don't know what this girl's capabilities are, or you don't know where her mind is. She may get together with you that night, but the next day she's texting your phone a million times. She's calling you, you know, every 15 minutes, you know, wondering what you're doing, what time you're going to be home, when can she come by, all this stuff. And you're like, man, we just hooked up last night, and I'm not really into you like that. But you don't know her, and now you're into a situation with her, and she can't see around it, and she might find out where you work, to your job. She might start some screwy things at your job, but she might show up at your house at any time because you took her there. How does she know where you live, Frank? Because you took her there. And you know, you took her there and you got together with her and she left, and then now she's calling you every 15 minutes and whatever. Now you're saying, man, she know where I live. I can't pack up today and move tomorrow. Get away from this girl. So guys and ladies, you have to be careful with this stuff. And I say ladies is because some men are really incapable of having a side relationship. What I mean by incapable of having a side relationship is they don't know how to have a side relationship. So they do things and to let the wife know that they are having a side relationship. He might not know he's doing it, but she know. Women pick up on that kind of stuff. And she know that he's not doing things the same, and she starts to investigate, start to look in on things. And then the next thing you know, she finds out that, hey, you do have a relationship with another chick. Now she's going to follow you here, follow you there, you know, and then when she finds out that you're having a relationship with this other chick, then everything's going to blow out of proportion. And then what I'm saying about the ladies who are into the relationship, the side chick, now you got to deal with an upset wife who there's no telling what she'll do because you don't know her. And you don't know him. Because y'all hooked up last night at the club, and you went home with him, and y'all slept together. Now his wife's found out. Now she wants a piece of you. And you got a problem with that because you're like, he can't control his women. So this, you know, the side chick thing and all this is, you know, in my opinion, is a very bad idea. Okay? A very bad idea. And again, you know, the only way you're going to learn about a side chick relationship is to is to be in one or think you're in one. And then you get into another one and another one and another one and another one. I mean, it just is, you know, it gets to be addicting to men. So, you know, and it gets to be addicting. Some single women out there only want to see married men because they know that they can control them because they're married. And they can do things, do the things that they want, because they know that he can't really do anything about it. He can't really do anything about it because he's married. They feel like that's a safe relationship, and they feel like when they have sexual relations together that, you know, that they're not going to get any diseases or anything like that because he's supposedly married and he's clean. Well, what about you? You know, that's another thing I say about the side chick. She may be a side chick, but she might not be all that clean. Y'all with me? And I'm saying clean by, you know, she's dealing with other men, and those men probably not clean because they're dealing with a whole bunch of other women. So you have to be careful and very careful with those kind of relationships. Those kind of relationships, whether you're men, whether you're women. It's just not a good idea or a good thing to get involved in with. Okay? It's just not. It's just not on all levels. I don't care where you kick it from, what situation you're coming from or into, whatever, that side chick relationship is not good. It may be good for a while, but at some point, things are going to turn. Things are going to change. And it's not going to be good. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. Now, let's see. I do have more time in the show, but I have a few things to do today. I'm going to get some things done, and I'm going to close out. But I appreciate you guys listening to the show. I appreciate my caller, and I appreciate everyone who, again, listens to me on a daily basis. Appreciate it. I hope you guys have a great week. Today is Monday. I was so into getting into today's topic is I didn't even do the weather. But right now it's 58 degrees. We're looking at 70 as our high today. We're looking at thunderstorms starting around 3 or 4 o'clock this afternoon, going on into the early morning. And then Tuesday we're looking at rain and a high of 67. And like it's not going to be a beautiful week. The first day of spring is tomorrow. It's not going to be a beautiful week. It looks like, you know, it's going to sunny Thursday, Friday cloudy, partly sunny Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday next week, all rain. Okay. And let's see. I had a word of the day. Our word of the day is Hashur. Hashur, H-A-C-H-U-R-E. Hashur is a verb, and it means to denote surfaces in relief by shading with short lines drawn in the direction of a slope. All right, yeah, yeah. Like I said, I don't pick these words. They just come to me each day. But that's the word Hashur, Hashur. And you can grab it and use it however you want. That's your thing. But anyway, that's me. I'm going to wrap it up, turn it down, and tell you guys to take care of yourselves. Be good this week. Have a great week. Have a great day today. Take care of yourselves and your family. It's Frank. I'm over and I'm out.
In the nighttime, trap with the chickens like Popeye. Money changing colors like Tata. I'm just trying to get it, I ain't trying to die. No, she got a big ol' onion food that made the world cry. In the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry. Whip it. Hold them bands down. Hey. Hold your mans down. Hey. Who told you come around? Who? Get that trap sound. Trap. Designer, clothes. Go. Like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry. I'll take a whip it intermission, let the birds fly. I get money, turn no vision through my third eye. Money, yeah, that skillet, watch me flip it like it's five guys. Black and white pilgrim, check out the ceiling, look at the blue sky. I keep a set, check, yeah, boogie, they sit on my lip. I don't regret, yeah, I'm fitting, I don't got a debt. You crawl, but you wrong, you can't ball, let me breathe. All my dogs on the wall, we gon' ball when you breathe. Me. Democracy, you wanna copy me? Watch, like Monopoly, go copy some land and some property. AP, Rose, pink diamonds, wool, whip up your soda, diamonds off the road. Keep watching me whip up, it'll be real insane. Dance with my dogs in the nighttime. In the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry. Like a stir fry.